Investigators in Switzerland have begun the grim task of identifying severely burned bodies following one of the country's deadliest peacetime disasters. The process is slow and painful, officials warn, adding to the anxiety of families gathered here at a candlelit vigil in the alpine resort town of Crans-Montana. Mourners leave flowers and light candles at a makeshift memorial behind a police cordon, waiting for news of loved ones who went out to celebrate the new year and never came home. Authorities say the burns are so severe that it could take days before all victims are formally identified. The confirmed toll now stands at 40 dead and at least 119 injured, though officials caution those figures may still rise. Investigators believe the fire broke out inside the Le Constellation bar, packed with mostly young revelers, after sparkler candles attached to champagne bottles ignited the ceiling. Witnesses say waiters were carrying bottles with lit sparklers when flames reached acoustic foam lining the basement ceiling, causing the fire to spread rapidly. Panic followed as smoke filled the room and exits became difficult to reach. We tried to get out, the survivor says. I hid under a long table to avoid being burnt. It was chaos. Some of us didn't make it. Others are injured, and we still don't know where they are. Swiss authorities are now investigating whether the bar complied with fire safety regulations. The disaster prompted the government to declare 5 days of national mourning. The tragedy is expected to affect families across multiple countries, as Crans-Montana is a popular international ski destination. The fire also comes exactly 25 years after a New Year's Eve blaze in the Dutch fishing town of Volendam, which killed 14 young people and injured hundreds. A foundation representing survivors of that disaster has now offered assistance to the victims in Switzerland, who are treated in numerous hospitals. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.